Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining from in the world today, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and personal brand coach. And my mission is to impact 100,000 people's career trajectory beyond what they thought possible. Why? Because I am passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you in your career and in your life. How do I do that? Through harnessing your leadership potential. I coach high-achieving, ambitious, and driven mid to senior level professionals, typically working in the technology industry, who are looking to get promoted to achieve peak performance and a standout personal brand, all while showing up as the best version of yourselves, what I call life leadership. So today's topic is about, again, career growth, a common theme that I share about here on these weekly lives. And the specifics that I want to address today are the integral role of your core values when it comes to your career growth. So what do I mean here? Well, your core values, they're effectively your compass. In other words, they guide you through the complexities of your career choices, your interpersonal relationships, and your personal growth. So understanding and aligning your core values is not just something that's beneficial for you to do, it's a nice to have, it's actually imperative if you are looking to advance both in your career and in your life. It's the foundation upon which to build both your professional and your personal life, because it ensures there's a level of fulfillment as well as balance whilst achieving the success that you are striving for. So today, what I want to do is share a little bit about core values, what I mean by them, why they're important, the principles around them, why they're important, the advantages of understanding and aligning with your core values, how to go about doing so that you can really enjoy and have that fulfillment and make something like decision-making so much easier when it comes to your career. So firstly, what do I mean specifically when I talk about core values? What I mean here are these are deep-seated beliefs that influence our day-to-day, they influence our actions, our decisions, and drive our behaviors, which means enables us to act with integrity so that we are aligned with our values, our beliefs. And it's similar to having a house that requires a foundation in place so that the house can remain sturdy, right? If you think about it that way, your core values are your foundations when it comes to your career, when it comes to your life, because these become your foundation, your bedrock of your having your core values to be able to thrive in your life, to withstand challenges. And one of the things I find most important here is making effective decisions. So there are a number of benefits and reasons for this to really be something to bring into your radar, let's say, or to your mindfulness around, okay, what are my values? Have you actually stopped and thought about what are my core values? Pick 3 to 5 to start with, really dig deep. And I'll go into a little bit more about how you can approach this later. So why is it important to prioritize your values when it comes to your professional journey, to your career? Here's one of the biggest things that I've noticed, and you may recognize maybe in yourself or with people that you know. So imagine achieving every hallmark of success when it comes to your career. For example, the prestigious titles, the enviable salaries, or being assigned to groundbreaking projects. And yet you're left feeling with an almost inexplicable void. And that emptiness often stems from the very fact that we're misaligned between our actions and our values. So without this alignment, even in the most notable of achievements, you can still be left feeling hollow, unfulfilled, maybe experiencing inner turmoil, being dissatisfied with where you're at in life, and having a distinct lack of fulfillment. So what are the benefits then, on the other side of that, of actually understanding and embracing your core values? There are many, many benefits, and with the constant change, the challenge, and the intense competition in the working landscape, it's really easy to be swayed or pressured into paths or decisions that maybe don't align with your intrinsic motivations, let's say. And that's when you start to become frustrated or just feeling like you're not really fulfilled in where you're heading and the choices that you've made. So when you're clear about your core values, it makes it easier to navigate those challenges with far greater resilience and authenticity, and also the clarity in your decision making. So I talked about effective decision making because you know your values and you understand them. When you're presented with choice, it's easier to come to a clear decision. And as an aspiring leader or a leader in your field, when you understand and embrace your core values, guess what? You step up as a leader because you're able to encourage the trust, the innovation, the collaboration, and the authenticity of a good leader, and ultimately sustainable success, both for you as a leader and the people around you. Also, when you're aligned to your values and when you're true to them, when you are living them, it reduces stress. Imagine that. We all struggle with stress. So when you're clearer on your values, that stress can be alleviated. More often, it helps you to make more impactful decisions. And also when you're making choices around roles, organizations, for example, it helps you to find environments that resonate with you and your core values, which means that it leads you to having increased fulfillment, increased joy, and even growth within your preferred choice of employer, organization, team, and so forth. So what are the real advantages then? We've talked about the benefits. So what are the advantages to you of aligning your core values with your career progression? And by the way, if you have already gone through this exercise and you're already clear on some of your core values, please do share them in the comments. I would love to know what they are. If it's something you're struggling with, again, any questions you have on this, please pop them in the comments and I will respond to them. So what are the advantages of aligning your core values here when it comes to advancing in your career? So there's a few things I want to bring to your attention. Firstly, as I've mentioned, decision making, because when you understand your core values, it will aid your career decisions, choices about what you want to do, where you want to work. So it's not only strategic, but it's also personally fulfilling for you. Second thing is leadership. And when an individual embodies their core values, this inspires the trust and the respect from the people around you. It also enables you to cultivate teams that are more motivated, that are engaged, and that are productive. Because how you show up within your values with integrity can make a huge difference to how people respond to you, the people in your team. Networking is the third one. So when it comes to advantages here, networking is a great one because it helps us to align with the people who share similar values, other professionals, other organizations, and that can lead to more meaningful and synergistic relationships within your organization and within your industry. And the fourth advantage I wanted to share here, and of course there are many more, is your personal brand. So for those of you who follow me regularly, you'll know I talk a lot about your personal brand, your in-person brand. And what I mean here is that your core value is a critical component of your brand, because it differentiates you from your competition in a very competitive market, and it attracts opportunities that resonate with your goals and with your aspirations. So you may be thinking, well, how do I go about choosing or identifying my core values? And it's a great question. So this goes beyond just simply picking a bunch of words from a list and saying, right, those are my core values. You really want to slow down to this and reflect deeply at actually what truly matters to you. Maybe gain some inspiration from those that you admire, whether it's people who are famous, people that are great leaders in the world, people that you work with. So who inspires you that could offer you some inspiration in terms of what are their values? How do they show up in the world? So ask yourself those questions. Think about personal inspirations. Maybe it's experiences you've had, people you've come across in your life that you've thought, yeah, those people really inspire me. What is it about them? What are their values? This is a starting point to help you to really understand what truly matters to you. And also explore your innate motivations. What are your true motivations for you and who you want to be in the world and the impact that you want to make? Because understanding that will help you to gain clarity on your core values. And when you slow down to this and you spend some time on the reflective work here, this is where you will show up with a set of values that are uniquely and authentically yours, and not just something taken off of a list, but it's meaningful to you. And this will then guide you in your actions and your decision making with integrity. And by the way, when you feel sometimes that you're making decisions or doing something and you feel like this isn't really sitting well with me, that's the kind of the indicator, the alarm bell that am I out of integrity here with my values? Why am I feeling this way? Have I been asked to do something that isn't really agreeable to who I am and what I stand for? And then I want you to consider this. When you start to understand and recognize what your core values are, you want to be able to develop them and align with them. So it isn't just about having a list that you can reel off. It's how do you actually show up in alignment with your values? And the first thing to consider here is self-reflection. So regularly assess your values, because you may feel like a particular value you had maybe 5 years ago isn't really something that is important to you anymore because things have changed. You've changed. And maybe that doesn't really have any meaning for you anymore or any impact. So reflecting on your values regularly, periodically, and looking at how they've helped you to guide your decisions in the past and how they can help you to align with your future aspirations. And there's no limit on how many you have. And it may be you have a list of, say, 5 or 10 core values. And actually, you might find that values that you had in your 20s or in your 30s are no longer significant. They're not really enabling you to move forward and make the decisions to get you to where you want to be. And therefore, what is it instead that becomes a really deep, meaningful value for you? What is important to you? And this will change as we change, as our lives change. So this is why it's important to have that self-reflection time on this. The second thing is feedback. So seeking out feedback from, let's say, your mentors, your peers, to gain insights into how your values are perceived and how they influence the way that you show up. In other words, your leadership style, your collaborative style. Are they serving you? Is there something that you're perhaps missing? And then we have continuous learning. So not only do we have self-reflection and feedback, but continuous learning in terms of engaging in opportunities where you get to reflect on and refine your values. So for example, this could be workshops, it could be industry conferences, it could be coaching and mentoring. But remember that this is an ongoing process. It's not a once in a lifetime, right, these are my values and that's it. They can evolve as you evolve and you grow. And remember, we want to be living into these values. So are you living into your values? Are you, let's say if integrity is one of them, are you showing up with integrity in every area of your life? And this isn't about making you wrong or making you feel bad. This is about self-awareness. This is about recognizing where, and I have this with a lot of clients, where integrity is up there as one of their highest values. And what is often the case, by the way, I was the same too a few years ago, and I realized that I was in integrity with other people, but not in integrity with myself. Similarly, I'm seeing that with a lot of clients where they are in integrity when they commit, for example, to saying they're going to do something with or for other people, but when it comes to committing to themselves, they're not following through. They're not in integrity with themselves. Maybe it's because they're not valuing themselves. They're lacking self-worth. It could be a number of things, right? So there's a lot that underpins that, which is what we look at in our coaching sessions. However, what I want to bring to your attention is an example of integrity is a high value for a lot of people. But what does that actually mean for you? Are you in integrity with yourself? Or are you in integrity with others, but you commit to saying you're going to do something and yet you don't do it? That means you're then out of integrity. So what can you now do to create that shift in broadening that definition of integrity for yourself? And this is where understanding and aligning to your core values is a really powerful part of our self-awareness. So the question, as I said, is, are you living into those values, or is it simply a list that you can talk about, but you're not really living it? There's two different things, right? So this is where the real work begins, is about integrating it into your daily life. So you want to understand what those core values actually mean for you and to you. What are the behaviors, the attributes and so forth that means that you are living in alignment with your values? And it's not only about identifying what's important for you, it's about the active engagement with the values. So ensuring that your actions and your decisions reflect what you hold most important to you, what you hold most dear as a priority. And that is aligned. And as I said, if you make decisions, for example, or take actions that aren't aligned, that are out of kilter, out of integrity with your values, you'll feel it, you'll sense it, something isn't right, but maybe you go ahead and do it anyway, or you actually hold yourself back, take a step back and think, actually, is this the right decision for me? Is this the right thing to do? What place am I making this decision from? When we talk about living in alignment, it's about being congruent with who and what you say you are and what you're doing, following through with your actions. So living from a place of integrity. In other words, where when we talk about career specifically, where your professional actions and your behaviors, your personal behaviors are aligned, they're in harmony with your core values, with those principles. So this is just something to really slow down to and spend some time on. Why? Because when you're in this relentless space of pressure, of being in a competitive environment, particularly when it comes to your career, understanding and aligning those core values, as I said, it alleviates some of that stress and overwhelm, and it enables you to have sustained fulfillment and success, both personally and professionally. Look at your values as something like as an anchor. And what I mean by that, it provides you with a direction, it provides you with purpose, it provides you with fulfillment. And all of those things underpin your decisions, they underpin your actions and the why behind your choices that you make. And they form the foundation of your personal brand. So where we're in a world where change is our only constant, My invitation to you is to slow down and spend some time getting clear on your core values and remembering that you want to integrate them and live into them, be in alignment with them, live congruently, because they're your steadfast guide to not only to your success, but also to that meaningfulness in your life, to meaningful achievement. So you're not left with that hollow feeling that I described earlier, and also achieving personal satisfaction. So my invitation to you today is to take some time to really think about what is important to you. What do you hold dear when it comes to your values? What are those anchors that influence your decisions and your actions? Things that are perhaps non-negotiable. Spend some time on that and then identify, let's start with 3 to 5 core values, and then start to notice where you're living into them already and possibly where you're not. So maybe where you're making decisions or taking actions which are perhaps out of integrity with those core values. So until next time, remember to harness your potential, elevate your performance, and of course, strive towards your personal and professional growth, pursuing that next role, that next promotion, or that next big project by showing up as the best version of you. Have a great rest of the week. Any questions at all, do message me, comment in the below, or direct message me. I'll be happy to support you. Take care. See you same time, same place next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.